Forgiveness. Forgiveness meditation starts by connecting with the heart. Begin by settling into a comfortable posture in which you can stay alert. Consciously relax with some deeper breaths, releasing any tension in the body. Feel the breath in the center of the chest, the heart center, and have a sense of softening and opening in that place. Let the body, the feelings, settle. Sitting with the natural flow of breath and having a sense of releasing, calming. There are three aspects of forgiveness: forgiving ourselves, forgiving others, and asking forgiveness. You can work on these individually or in any order that's most helpful for you. Here we'll begin with forgiving ourselves. Reflect on all the ways you have harmed yourself, internally and externally. This, of course, includes your addictive behavior, but also ways that you gave up on yourself, whether in school, in a relationship, in a job, in any undertaking. How have you talked to yourself or viewed yourself in negative terms? Self-hatred is a common disease in our culture, especially among addicts. And the truth is, as human beings, we don't deserve to be hated. Repeat these words to yourself. For all the ways I have harmed myself, through thought, word, and deed, I forgive myself. For all the ways I have harmed myself, through thought, word, and deed, I forgive myself. I forgive myself. May not feel anything right away, but it's important to stay with this process, and not just in a single sitting. Keep coming back to this process over time until the tightness in the heart starts to break up and you begin to have a sense of self-forgiveness. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. for all my imperfections, all my flaws, all my humanity. I forgive myself. When you work with this meditation, you may want to spend more time on any one of these topics. Now we'll move to forgiving others. Resentments are sometimes called the number one killer for addicts, and certainly many of us carry long-term anger, blaming, and trauma. Ultimately, this anger harms us as much as it does our enemy or those who have harmed us. We are the ones who are living with the nagging thoughts and obsessions. To forgive others does not mean we condone their behavior or that we will ever let them hurt us again. It simply means that we don't want to carry this baggage with us. Bring to mind the people who have harmed you and the things they've done to you. Breathing into your heart, say to them, "For all the ways you have hurt me, through thought, word, or deed, I offer my forgiveness. I forgive you." Let your heart be open. Release any resentments or anger. For all the ways you have hurt me, through thought, word, or deed, I offer my forgiveness. I forgive you. Again, we don't expect instant results, but we need to stick with this process. Sometimes there will be a sudden shift, opening, or insight, or others, just a gradual melting of the icy heart. Stick with this challenging process. Be kind to yourself as you work with these difficult feelings. And now, moving to asking forgiveness. Each of us carries a burden of guilt from our addictive and selfish behaviors. Step 9 is about doing something about those unskillful actions. Forgiveness meditation allows us to do the inner work of accepting forgiveness, whether or not we actually receive it externally. For this part of the meditation, you might think of the people on your 8-step list and the ways you harmed each one. Bring each person to mind and say to yourself and to them, "For all the ways that I hurt you, through thought, word, or deed, I ask your forgiveness. Please forgive me." For all the ways that I hurt you, through thought, word, or deed, I ask your forgiveness. Please forgive me. It can be difficult to accept that we are forgiven, but this is a form of internal amends, admitting responsibility, and asking if we can move on. Work with these three aspects of forgiveness as much and for as long as is necessary. There's no timetable for forgiveness. You may find that you feel one of the aspects really stands out as needing attention, and that's fine. Just use the practice in whatever way feels beneficial to you. Practice forgiveness in all areas. Forgiving yourself for the harm you've done to yourself. Forgiving others for harming you. And asking forgiveness for the harm that you've done to others. May all beings be forgiven.